Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Salada. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Otis moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to third. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Brett scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Rick Waite's now pitching. Tony Salada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salada hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayberry moves to third. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. McRae steals second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Potek reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. McRae scores. Stinson moves to third. It's 5-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields the ball and throws to Fitzmaurice covering. Safe. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashby moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashby scores. Manning moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-for-1 in the game. Saleta hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Potek moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Spikes moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.